This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister commends unions representing public sector workers. UDC leases Victoria Pier property and OSH legislation to be tabled in upcoming legislative year. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips is commending unions representing public sector workers for what he describes as their reasonable approach to ongoing wage negotiations. Dr. Phillips says representatives of the various public sector groups have so far demonstrated a solid appreciation of Jamaica's current fiscal climate and have, for the most part, submitted reasonable claims for wage increases.
I'd say that thus far, the evidence on the part provided by the claims which have been received show a mixed picture. Fortunately, those that are completely off the wall, I was going to say are non-existent, but if it's not entirely non-existent, at least mercifully few.
Dr. Phillips added that the government is exploring the possibility of utilizing non-cash benefits to help satisfy claims made by the unions and associations. He was addressing members of the diplomatic corps at the Knutsford Court Hotel on Wednesday. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, has concluded arrangements to lease the Victoria Pier building on the Kingston waterfront to Yosemite Holdings Limited. Chairman of the UDC, Senator Katie Knight, says the lease is for 25 years.
We have recently concluded a lease with a private sector entrepreneur who will be restoring the building, who will be establishing a restaurant and other entertainment facilities there.
Entertainment facilities to be established include a lounge, sports gaming facility, art gallery, and an outdoor entertainment area. The UDC chairman says the lease of the property is in line with the corporation's plans for the redevelopment of downtown Kingston. In previous years, the leased property, which has been unoccupied for over 15 years, housed a restaurant, nightclub, and launching pier for harbor tours, among other entertainment activities. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Colette Roberts-Risden, says the ministry is working to have the Occupational Safety and Health Bill tabled in Parliament in the upcoming legislative year. The bill will set the groundwork for the protection of workers in all spheres of economic activities and will comprehensively address all occupational hazards. Mrs. Risden says passage of the bill will ensure compliance with several international conventions.
We want to become signatories to a number of conventions. You have the Domestic Workers Convention, there's the Maritime Labour Convention, and so we will increasingly, as a country, be at a disadvantage the longer we take to have this legislation passed.
Mrs. Roberts-Risden was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. The occupational safety and health legislation will be seeking to maintain high standards of safety and health at work. And registration for the pilot phase of apprenticeship under the Unattached Youth Program is underway in communities in Western St. Andrew and Northeast Manchester. Under the initiative, participants will be placed in the entry level of an apprenticeship program for 6 months to a year, after which they may progress to the intermediate, advanced, and highest skill levels.
In the initial phase, 100 candidates for our community will be apprenticed in labor market aligned skills, and at the end of training, scheduled to commence by the end of February 2015, this month, it is anticipated that the candidates will be placed in jobs, rescue of the unattached youth, and the placement of them in places where they can increase their skills and be provided with employment prospects is of the greatest importance.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The full rollout of the unattached youth program in other constituencies and communities across the island will be announced in Parliament in the upcoming fiscal year. That was the GIS News. I'm Njue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.